I'm here with
Vernon Cleophas King.
So what is the Cleophas? What is that all about?
Well, I'm a junior, I should say. Vernon Cleophas King, Jr. And it's funny you ask that question because Cleophas is a name that I inherited from my father, having been named after him. And my mother was saying that during my baptism, the bishop who baptized me asked for my middle name, and she said Cleophas, and he said Cleophas. Come again? And she said, yes, Cleophas. And he said, Cleophas, 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 that's no middle name. So I don't know what was meant by that, but perhaps that was a sign to come in my life.
Rightio. So you're pretty into basketball. Who's your favorite player in the entire basketball world?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really have any particular player in the modern game that I favor more so than any other. There are a number of really outstanding players in the modern game, and I might mention a couple. Kobe Bryant is what I would call a complete ball player and plays the game at a pretty nice high level. And there's a new player, relatively young, who is supposed to be the next great thing in basketball, and that's, his name is LeBron James, and he's everything that a player should be and perhaps a little more than what we've ever seen as a basketball player. But his time hasn't really come to fruition yet, and he's just been in the league for 2 years, but he's really starting to look like he's going to take the game, the modern game, into to new heights.
Who's your favorite team?
Well, this year, my favorite team has really panned out to be a team that I haven't had time to check to see if they are still in the NBA playoffs at this time, but when I was in America, they became one of my favorites by upsetting the top team, the favorite team in the playoffs, and that team is the Golden State Warriors.
So you've just been back to America for a while. How does it compare with New Zealand?
Well, it's an interesting comparison in that there are similarities for me in terms of the beauty of the countries. They both parallel each other, and in particular the part of the country I come from, the Rocky Mountains, Colorado, it's very much a beautiful state, in that it is the antithesis of New Zealand, being in the mountains, being at 8,000 feet above sea level, as opposed to being down here on sea level. And so, you know, there's a similarity, but differences are many. But to mention a few, I think their sources of food are managed in a different way than here in New Zealand. And I was very, very aware of, say, one food source, meats, and how different they seem to be. And I just realized a couple of days ago as to why that perhaps was so. And one of the reasons that meat looks different and tastes different is that New Zealand beef, I understand, is fed by grass and hay, whereas American beef is purely fed with grains and not with hay. And they have said that New Zealand beef is the better because it has the fatty acids that are really important in our digestion and keeping down obesity, really.
How do you see the role of the corporate world in America today?
I think they have a vast and widespread impact on modern society, and that is not in a good way. And I find that more and more modern society is being misused by these multinational companies for their own profits at the expense of the health and the well-being of the greater society.
What do you think the most important thing in life is?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. If I had to perhaps sum that up in one word, I would have to say freedom.
And why is that?
Well, to be free is to be simply aware of where we come from and where we're going back to.
Do you have any words of wisdom?
Well, if it hasn't already been said before, which it probably has, I will say it again. But my words of wisdom would be true to oneself, and to oneself be true. It is a powerful statement in that what we are is where we come from and a part of what made us. And it is, to me, the most important task of our existence, our lives in this creation, is to come to know thyself. Because once one does embark on that journey, there is a freedom in the process.
What does the word love mean to you?
It means being unconditional.
Great. Well, thanks for hanging out, having this interview. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thanks very much. That was very, very good.